The League of Women Voters lawsuit hinges completely on a reading of Wisconsin's state constitution, which spells out protections for voting rights. It also spells out two groups the state can block from voting: convicted felons and people a court finds incompetent. The League argues that Wisconsin's new voter ID law goes beyond that by creating a new class of disenfranchised voters, people who can't vote because they don't have a state-issued photo ID. Attorney Susan Crawford told a judge yesterday that the law violated every voter's rights, whether they had that ID or not.
It cannot be imposed on some voters who have IDs, but not be imposed on other voters who don't. Similar to the way that a poll tax could not be charged on some voters who have income and not be applied to other voters who don't.
But a lawyer for Governor Scott Walker and the state's elections agency contend that the League can't bring this lawsuit because it can't show it's personally harmed. The person listed on the suit is Melanie Ramey, the president of the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. Attorney Clayton Koski says Ramey can't prove this law would keep her from voting.
She hasn't shown that she's going to be directly impacted by it because she hasn't made any allegation in the complaint that she lacks a required ID.
Koski wanted Judge Richard Neese to dismiss this lawsuit on those grounds, but Neese took no action yesterday. He also declined to rule on the case itself until after another hearing in March. Attorney Crawford says that may prompt the League to ask for a temporary restraining order, blocking the voter ID law from taking effect before the February 21st primary election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.